This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new documentary is running all this week at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. It digs into one of the most compelling and best-known unsolved crimes in American history. The title, Killing Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa was an enemy of Orthodox society.
Teamster leader Jimmy Hoffa threatened John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, or both.
Hoffa was actually a full-fledged informant by the end.
Hoffa's association with organized crime just quadrupled the threat to this country.
We have no information as to the fact that he's alive, but we have none that he's dead either.
More than 200 FBI agents are involved in the search for Hoffa.
It is one of the most famous and enduring American mysteries. What happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
This year marks the 40th anniversary of the day the famed labor leader vanished after showing up for a meeting at a Bloomfield Township restaurant. Director Al Proffitt and producer Scott Bernstein have assembled a stellar lineup of crime experts to piece together Hoffa's life, his career, and his disappearance. Scott Bernstein is an attorney who's become a leading expert in organized crime. Among his writings, Motor City Mafia, A Century of Organized Crime in Detroit. Good to have you with us, Scott.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Your film makes such a crystal clear point. Jimmy Hoffa was a Shakespearean character. How so?
Well, I think he was someone that lived life to the fullest. He was a man of the people in a lot of ways, but he was also a very complex character in the fact that he also took from and exploited a lot of the people that he was quote-unquote for. And then his demise was quite tragic in the classic Shakespearean sense.
And what were you and Al Proffitt wanting to do? I mean, there have been a lot of things done on Jimmy Hoffa. What do you want to do with this documentary?
We really wanted to cut through a lot of the extra fat and get to the nexus point. The goal at the start was to come up with the most comprehensive analysis of Hoffa, the disappearance of Hoffa, and the characters that surrounded that disappearance. We got into, you know, when you over the last 40 years, people have been inundated with this story. But I think we take it from a real fresh perspective and we try to eliminate a lot of the fluff, for lack of a better word, the real meat of the story. I think that's what we wanted to do.
And what struck me as I watched this is most of us don't know his beginnings. We don't know about his rise. We kind of, you know, we're vaguely aware if we were growing up in that era that this was a very powerful labor leader and then he vanished. But you lay out the pieces of this amazing puzzle. It encompasses the rise of organized labor in America, the rise of organized crime in America, the CIA's failed efforts to kill Castro, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, and then the disappearance of Hoffa. What a puzzle.
Yeah, and then I think you also got to throw in there the international drug network. So you throw in the drugs and all this other stuff that you mentioned, the Kennedy assassination, the CIA plot to kill Castro, and there's a lot of that stuff that not a lot of people knew. They just knew that Jimmy Hoffa was a labor president of the Teamsters, an iconic labor leader, had been connected to organized crime, and it kind of ends there. They don't know his ties to possibly the Kennedy assassination. I'm convinced of his ties in the Castro plot, as well as I think there's pretty strong evidence to suggest that Hoffa was profiting at an extreme level when it came to narcotics trafficking. And I think another thing that not a lot of people know is that by the end of his life, I'm also convinced that he was a full-fledged FBI informant.
And you take us through this. And I want to talk about the Castro assassination plot and the murder of JFK, first of all, because I think most of us have a pretty clear idea that in 1975, when he vanished that July day, he had outlived his usefulness to the mob. But I don't think many of us realize that it seems that there are Hoffa fingerprints, as you say, on the Castro assassination plot and the murder of RFK.
JFK. I don't think it's a coincidence that in the same 90 days in 1975, the spring into the summer of 1975, you had three very high-profile organized crime figures that all had ties to Castro and Kennedy, and they all died. It was Jimmy Hoffa in July 30th, 1975. A couple weeks later, it was handsome Johnny Rosselli, the Chicago mob representative out in Los Angeles. And then a couple of months before Hoffa disappeared, Sam Giancana, one of the most famous mob bosses of all time out of Chicago, he got killed.
And Sam Giancana, am I right? His mistress, he shared a mistress with JFK.
Shared a mistress with JFK, dated Phyllis McGuire of the McGuire sisters, was one of the more recognized mob bosses in the American fabric in the 1960s.
So what would be the motive? And you spell it out in your film. Tell us the motive for Hoffa being involved and the mob in killing John Kennedy.
Well, if you believe a lot of people, the mob got or was integral in getting John F. Kennedy elected to the White House. When Kennedy got into the White House, a lot of people that were in these organized crime circles that had claimed to get him elected then were the victims or on the other side of an attack by the Kennedy administration on organized crime.
Led by Robert Kennedy.
Led by his brother, who was appointed the attorney general. And that rubbed a lot of the mob figures that had been championing his cause. And a lot of that championing was through Frank Sinatra. The famous singer and actor. Robert Kennedy was coming at them with ferocity and it was relentless. And Joe Kennedy, their father, had, if you believe certain people, allegedly had made some backdoor deals with these members of organized crime to use their power and influence to help Kennedy get elected. There was allegations of voter fraud in the 1960 election, which was one of the closest in American history. And Kennedy gets into office, and the first thing he does is kind of take his brother and sick him on the mob. And a lot of these guys were getting a lot of grief.
And as you pointed out, they said, well, if we want to get rid of Robert Kennedy. If we do that, everybody knows who does it, so yeah. We're going to get rid of John Kennedy.
We had an instance in the movie where we discussed a conversation that had taken place, and the conventional wisdom at the time was, well, Robert Kennedy's our nemesis. Let's kill Robert Kennedy, someone very high up in organized crime hierarchy in America, said to that person, no, we're not going to kill Robert Kennedy. We're going to kill the president. We're going to kill John F. Kennedy, get to the highest possible point, and then by killing John F. Kennedy, you eliminate Robert Kennedy.
I'm speaking with crime expert and author Scott Bernstein, who's producer of a new documentary, Killing Jimmy Hoffa. It's screening all this week at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. The tagline of the film is, "Some mysteries won't stay buried." You and director Al Proffitt have lined up a really impressive array of experts for this film. I'm wondering, is there some kind of Hoffa expert pecking order?
Well, you know, I think it's – you really want to get to the – and this is another thing I don't think a lot of – the way the story's been told in the past, I haven't done it justice in the sense that, you know, they've talked to some of the experts, but they haven't talked to all the experts. And they haven't talked to the people that actually worked the case, the FBI agents, the U.S. prosecutors, and in an off-the-record capacity, the guys on the street, the mobsters that were actually in that milieu at the time. So we got a lot of those ex-FBI agents, ex-U.S. prosecutors on screen. We got a lot of ex-journalists. The person that I consider the foremost expert on Jimmy Hoffa, Dan Moldea, who's done the most seminal writing on Hoffa. He was here at Ground Zero when it happened and was the person to put out the first, I think a couple years later, by 1977, he'd put out the first book on it.
It's fascinating to hear them all piece this together. And I have to ask you, Al, I really want to know, Scott, what is your theory of what happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
Well, my theory is that he was taken from the Moccasin Red Fox at 15 and Telegraph in Bloomfield Township. I believe he was taken about roughly 2 miles north to Long Lake and Telegraph and murdered at a house at 681 West Long Lake, which belonged to a former mob soldier by the name of Carlo Licata, who was the brother-in-law of the Tocco brothers, who were – Jack Tocco was the godfather of the Detroit mob for 35, 40 years. And his house was known as a meeting place on the west side of town. If you're familiar with Metro Detroit, broken down pretty much into west side, east side, most of the Italian organized crime figures live on the east side, although there are a handful of them on the west side. Jimmy Hoffa, who was a mob associate, lived on the west side. And the Licata house was known as a meeting place for guys that were coming from the west over to the east – or excuse me, coming from the east over to the west. Hoffa was known to meet the Giacalone brothers at that house frequently. I believe they took him to Licata's house. Billy Giacalone put two bullets in the back of his head, and then they took him and incinerated him at one of the various sanitation companies that they had access to at the time. And then what I consider the kicker to my theory – was that on the six-year anniversary of the Hoffa disappearance on July 30th, 1981, Carlo Licata was found dead at that house.
Wow. And as you point out in your film, Killing Jimmy Hoffa, all of these theories about, you know, being in the median of some freeway or being in a drum or being on a farm, these were not guys that left anything to
chance. Right. And I just think that that's kind of one of the biggest irony of this whole thing is that we're running around, running around on these wild goose chases every year or so. It seems like we're digging somewhere,
spending
taxpayers' money, and we're looking for something that doesn't exist. There's no body to be found. His body was done away with within, you know, literally a half hour, 45 minutes of him dying, and there hasn't been a body for 40 years. But the search for that body continues 40 years later.
Scott, how does one juxtapose the fact that pop culture has arguably placed the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa in the very same realm as Bigfoot or aliens, and yet here you have one of America's most prominent labor leaders vanishing without a trace, and no one saw anything?
I know, and I think that in some ways it's the bane of the mafia. I know a lot of these guys, from talking to them, they don't like the fact that they did such a good job. I mean, they did an excellent job. They got rid of the body. They got rid of any semblance that this had ever happened and left people guessing. But, you know, the fact that that people have attached to this, that pop culture has attached to this, it keeps it in the news. News headlines, and it for a family like the Detroit Mob specifically, that's a very notoriously quiet family, a family that likes to stay under the radar, is not cut from that John Gotti, Sam Giancana cloth of people that want the spotlight.
There's no swagger. They don't swagger
this,
around.
This is really goes against their MO, and they bristle at it. In fact, I think one of the most on-point quotes from their point of view that I've gotten from a member that was very, very, very intimately involved with people that were intimately involved in Hoffa, he said to me, if we had to do it all over again, we just would have left them on Telegraph Road.
Wow. Will America ever see the likes of Jimmy Hoffa again, do you think?
I don't think that – I think he was specific to an era. I think his rise was very specific to the time that he was – the time that his reign took place. And, you know, I don't think that there will ever be another Jimmy Hoffa. And I hate to say this, but I think that the search will go on. And even though I'm sitting here telling people that there's nothing to be found, this is something that sticks in the craw of the FBI like nothing other. It is a axe to bear. It is a chip on their shoulder, and they will do everything in their power from now until whenever to try to solve it.
The film is Killing Jimmy Hoffa. It screens all this week at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. You can also purchase the film and download it through the Killing Jimmy Hoffa Facebook page and get more information on how to acquire the film on their website, killingjimmyhoffa.com. It's on Amazon as well, right, Scott?
Yes, and it will be out on a hard copy DVD in a couple months.
Scott Bernstein, pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anthony.